Hi, I'm Jenny Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. The first time Dan McCarty ran for governor, in 1948, he lost to a Jacksonville politician named Fuller Warren. The race attracted intense local interest, not only because of McCarty's deep roots in St. Lucie County, but also because Warren had relatives in Indian River County. Fred Gossett, Vero's power plant manager, supported McCarty. Bedford McAfee, who had a refrigeration service business, was a Warren man. The two men agreed to a friendly wager over the outcome. McAfee's son, Jack, was 8 years old at the time.
The contest was that whichever candidate won, then the other person would have to push the other through town in a wheelbarrow. When the results were in, Fuller Warren had won the election. That meant that Mr. Gossett was to push my father through town on the wheelbarrow. So they set a date, and it was going to be on a Saturday. And I guess I got to thinking about, well, if we just somebody pushing somebody through town in the wheelbarrow, that might attract a little attention. And somebody came up with the idea, well, why don't we contact the high school band?
So it turned into a real parade.
It really did. They struck up the band and headed off marching down 20th Street with my dad in the wheelbarrow being pushed by Fred Gossett behind. Naturally, when the band struck up, that caught everybody's attention, and people were standing on the sidewalk as the parade passed by. I think everybody just had a lot of fun with it.
I assume that neither candidate was present?
I don't think so. Hopefully they heard about it somewhere along the way.
There was another part to the deal besides the wheelbarrow ride?
Right. The other part was that one would buy an ice cream cone for the other. So they stopped, I believe it was at the Osceola drugstore, and bought a double dip ice cream cone for my father, and he sat in the wheelbarrow eating it. It was dripping off onto the pavement, and unfortunately Fred would have to step on it.
That was a high-stakes race, wasn't it? A wheelbarrow ride and an ice cream cone.
There you go. Just another way to have fun, I would say.
Both candidates were Democrats because there were virtually no Republicans running for office in Florida in those days. What were the issues? You did a little bit of Google research today.
I'm sure there were a number of issues, but there was one in particular. There was a concern about if Dan McCarty was elected that we would become a dry state, meaning that there would be restrictions on when alcohol could be served. During the campaign, Fuller Warren was presented with this issue, and he responded as follows. He said, "If you mean the demon drink that poisons the mind, pollutes the body, desecrates family life, and inflames sinners, then I'm against it. But if you mean the elixir of Christmas cheer, the shield against winter chill, the taxable potion that puts needed funds into public coffers to comfort little crippled children, then I'm for it. And this is my position, and I will not compromise."
A true politician.
Politician.
There was something I read one time that said he had been asked if he would run for governor, and he said he wouldn't run. This is Fuller Warren. He said he wouldn't run for governor unless he got a mandate. A reporter said, "What would the mandate be?" And he said, "Two postcards from Bluntstown."
Well, I can tell you about Dan McCarty. I know that he did visit a lot of people around the state when he was trying to make a decision whether he would run. One of the persons that he talked to was my grandfather, Osceola Sheffield, who was a Primitive Baptist elder but had a lot of connections around the state with the church. He was for him running. One of many individuals, I'm sure, that Dan McCarty talked to before he made his decision.
McAfee heard Fuller Warren on the radio.
I remember that Fuller Warren was a very dynamic speaker. He was captivating.
And he could talk out of both sides of his mouth with no problem.
So it seems.
Dan McCarty was elected governor in 1952, but died less than a year later. Jack McAfee is a retired teacher and administrator in the Indian River County School District. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.